The reality show Big Brother is really big in Great Britain. Its popularity is based on audience expectations of bad behavior, greed, and low cunning. But as essayist Diane Roberts discovered, another TV show is outperforming Big Brother in the ratings.
You want sex? You want violence? You want Spring Watch Night Shift. There was this furious fight the other week, four against one, biting, scratching, snarling, more biting. Finally, they attacked the camera, tearing it to pieces. At the bottom of the screen, the crawling caption said, "Classic badger action there. Playful romping helps badgers strengthen social status." With their equipment wrecked, BBC Two had to cut to another camera, this one showing a bunch of cute, fluffy baby owls using their tiny talons to eviscerate a mouse. Spring Watch Night Shift is live 5 nights a week from midnight to 2 a.m., the nocturnal sister program of BBC Two's primetime hit Spring Watch. The hosts for this G-rated show are called Bill Oddie and Kate Humble, and while their names sound like they were stolen from a Dickens novel, they're perfectly real. Each night, Oddie and Humble go around the UK documenting flora and fauna as temperatures rise, hedgerows blossoming out in snowy hawthorn, osprey nesting near majestic lakes, otters cavorting in pristine rivers. But come midnight, they turn the show over to uncensored, uncut animal action with no adult supervision. It's not just badger combat and owl on rodent fury. It's stoat wrestling matches. It's insects biting each other's heads off. It's rabbits having group sex. I'm talking bunny orgy here. The Big Brother housemates might want to act like this, might come close to acting like this, but being humans, sort of, aren't allowed to act like this. The result? Spring Watch Night Shift pulls more viewers than Big Brother. The eccentric popularity of Spring Watch isn't hard to fathom. Though most of the British now live in cities or suburbs, they still think they belong to the countryside. It's important to the national psyche to know that the wild places of the nation, the moors and the mountains, the verdant downland hills and the rocky seashores, are still out there, teeming with furry or feathered critters under undimmed stars, even if the wildest thing they're likely to see is a robin twittering in their tiny back gardens. Besides, the British know that while William Blake called England a green and pleasant land, Lord Tennyson got nearer the mark when he said that nature is red in tooth and claw. Clearly, he was acquainted with several badgers.
Diane Roberts is a regular essayist for Weekend Edition. This is NPR News.